All right, let me jump over here to my opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys that every single day, Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care, in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area, open 7 days a week, sees all ages, and yes, they are the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and we're proud to have them on the team. All right, let me just start with saying this. Last night I saw a photo on social media that I loved. It was four conservative members of Congress and one U.S. senator all standing together in a TV studio with a caption saying, quote, "The Democrats' worst nightmare all in one room." And I had to laugh because it was probably true. I mean, the reason why they said that about themselves is because all five Republican lawmakers in the photo were black.
Horrors.
I thought we were a racist nation. I thought no black man could ever succeed. Visual evidence to the contrary right there in one photo. And oh, by the way, they were also Republicans. Y'all, the blame game's in high gear lately. It's an election year and everyone needs to find their straw man to beat up on. Classic deflection goes on in politics on a daily basis, but it seems to get ramped up during election season. President Biden went to the U.S. southern border yesterday, ostensibly to call for reforms. But he made sure to blame those rascally Republicans who keep supposedly standing in his way. Never mind that it all happened on his watch because of his policies. But perhaps one of the most epic evidences of blame game shape-shifting came just yesterday when Birmingham's liberal mayor Randall Woodfin published a piece in a national publication and blamed Jim Crow laws that were banned 50 years ago for Birmingham's current troubles in the here and now. It was a sad excuse for finger-pointing. I mean, what should we expect? It's apparently too much to ask for liberals, which have, you know, had their policies in place for decades, to take any blame for Birmingham's current plights. But Woodfin was not to be deterred by the facts. Certainly didn't need to cite his sources, which he didn't, as he decried the troubles of being a big city mayor in 2024 with segregation laws that were outlawed well before he was born. Now, before anybody takes issue, yes, I do understand that racism still exists in today's world. Of course it does. There will always be those that hate others for no other reason except that there are differences in race, creed, religion, politics, something like that. But I do believe that things are better. Do I believe, as liberals do, this is a racist nation? A systemically racist nation where no one can get ahead in life unless they're of a certain color? Not for a second. But nonetheless, the excuses thrown out there that Birmingham's decline as a city is clearly and unequivocally because of racism. Woodfin's article published in Medium magazine yesterday is titled, quote, "Birmingham still pays a high price for its segregationist past." Invoking Jim Crow in the era of segregation, Woodfin claims that Birmingham, Alabama's magic city, has faced nothing but white flight and racism even up to the modern era. He points to the population loss that was evidenced in the most recent census and reduced Birmingham from being in first place to third place in total size in Alabama's cities. Never mind the fact that the economic decline may well have followed in the wake of the closing of Birmingham's entire steel industry. You know, maybe that had something to do with it. He goes on to say, too, that as mayor, he became very aware that COVID hit his black constituents harder than anybody else, and clearly there's a need for some additional research that he admits has not been done, but he's not sure when it would show if it did. At one point in his excuse-making, Woodfin went on to say that he's about to have to make some tough decisions, close down some underutilized facilities. Wow, it's hard to be a leader, especially when you get to make excuses, you know, just to try and make it easier. He closed out his article by saying, quote, "By doing this, our city can begin to recover the costs of segregation, redeem the debt paid by so many throughout our history, and build a community that is stronger, more equitable, and more just for all." Right. So racism from the 60s is why he's closing community centers in the 2024 timeframe. Never mind that in the same era of so-called systemic racism that Woodfin blames for his failings, that he is in fact a black man who is now serving as mayor of one of the South's greatest metropolitan areas. Huh, funny how that works out. What Woodfin chooses to use as an excuse is something that has been made a matter of law, a subject of constitutional scrutiny. We have abolished racism as a matter of law. We can't make it get out of people's hearts, but I can tell you right now that legally speaking, racism is no longer allowed as a matter of law, but yet he needs an excuse. And what better way to explain his failures as a mayor than to just cry racism? It's sad, really. But I mean, what else have they got? Liberals can't point to their policies of having any positive effect. So the answer must be that somehow racism getting in the way of diversity, equity, inclusion, social justice, green energy policies, open borders, you name it. Racism is the only thing keeping liberal policies from working, and if we could just get racism outlawed, maybe we could get something really, really good to happen. Oh wait, it was outlawed already, half a century ago. But it's still the mantra, nonetheless. Ultra-liberal race baiter Joy Reid is given a platform on MSNBC to say some pretty awful things. This week, she chose to target one of Alabama's U.S. senators. In a screed that went on for way too long, Joy Reid began by talking about America's fertility rate and the recent Alabama Supreme Court decision about IVF, in vitro fertilization. Okay, huh. And then all of a sudden, she flipped the script to Senator Tommy Tuberville by saying, quote, here's what she said, quote, why does the state of Alabama need more kids? More kids for what? Okay, you can see where this is going from a mile away. She went on to say, quote, your party, Senator Tuberville, is the one screaming that 10 million immigrants have streamed across into the country and when Joe Biden became president, and you're claiming that's too many people. Okay. Yeah, it didn't stop there. The cameras kept rolling. She said, quote, there was a time when the state of Alabama absolutely needed more kids because Alabama was a slave state. Oh, boy. And the mandate of the planter class in Alabama was for black women to produce more kids because those kids were property and they could work more kids and make more money on their plantation. Okay, listen. 1854 is not 2024, all right? Joy Reid went on, though, to cite her thesis in racial blame game theory, saying this. She said, quote, are you saying the state of Alabama needs more kids because you think those populations will include people who may be destitute and desperate enough that when you kick out the immigrants, you can make them do the work the migrants are doing now? Because that kind of sounds slavery-ish. God almighty. Someone needs to remind her the conversation with Tuberville that set her off was only about whether or not a baby conceived in a lab for in vitro fertilization is human life. That's it. There was no racism. Y'all, there are black babies born through IVF too, thank you very much, but when they are so steeped in their animus and hate, and when they can't find any way to explain their own failures and failed policies, liberals turn to racism every time. Y'all, this nation and this state have done more to advance the cause of civil rights here at home and abroad than anybody else. The state of Alabama was surely once the cradle of slavery and racial discrimination, I know that. The state of Alabama also became the harbinger of better days as it became the cradle of the modern civil rights era. We live in a time when black men and women have served in the highest positions in our land, as presidents, Supreme Court justices, senators, members of Congress, CEOs of major corporations, Hollywood stars, and epic athletes on the world stage, and they have all been celebrated. It's time for liberals to stop blaming their failed attempts at governance on the segregation of the past. Let's face it, the old military axiom that when in charge, take charge means you actually have to own it. If your time in office was met with decline, then maybe it's your fault, Mr. Mayor. So somebody please tell Mayor Randall Woodfin, Jim Crow is gone. It's time for him to get to work. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I mean, I saw that article this morning, and I'll be honest with you, I couldn't believe it. I thought, the gall of this. I mean, on his watch, his policies have caused the city to go into decline, the population to depart. He blames it on what? Jim Crow from the 1960s. Y'all, that's just not right. That's poor governance. That's weakness. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.